Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, some of the ticket texts coming in, and we'll wrap a little college football here because Sully has a bit of paranoia. Something to keep your eye on. Ian Book is out this week versus Florida State. Shouldn't matter, but if he misses the Cuse game, it could get interesting. Mike, I agree with you. I've had that Cuse game circled for Notre Dame for a few weeks. Dino Babers has that team playing really well. They got a very active front four on defense. Dungy's a big playmaker at QB. That has been circled to me as the danger zone for Notre Dame. OSU by three TDs at State and 17 over U of M. Save this. Hey, maybe you're right, but that Ohio State team, I haven't seen them in weeks. Didn't see them against Minnesota. Didn't see him against Indiana. Didn't see him against Purdue. Guys, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Man, I'm just giving you what I watch. They don't stop the run. They can't run it. So they're turning themselves into a one-dimensional football team, and they're going to attempt to pass it 50 times against Michigan State and 50 times against Michigan down the stretch. It's going to be 30 degrees, windy, possible snow Saturday. Okay, and who knows what it's going to be like in CBUS in that game. And if you think you're going to be one-dimensional against Don Brown, you got a problem. If a two-loss team wins the Big Ten and Pittsburgh wins the ACC, does UCF make? Well, let me think about this here now. All right, so let's say the Western champ wins the Big Ten. Big Ten is out. Pittsburgh wins the ACC. Clemson's out. So you would then have, I'm doing the math, guys, apologies, Alabama. You would presume the Big 12 champion would be in. You would still have Notre Dame in. And then who would be the next highest ranked team? Washington State at 8. Who else?
You think Georgia would still be up there? You'd think Oklahoma still
No, but Georgia couldn't be up there if Alabama won. If Alabama doesn't win, then they're both in, and UCF doesn't get in.
There would be so much stuff that would have to happen for UCF to jump those teams.
Oklahoma could hop Michigan in the rankings if they win the Big 12. And a number of people just saying, agree, Georgia would go over Michigan, and I'm a huge Wolverine slappy. Well, let's get into this, because I've tried to calm Sully down, and it hasn't worked. Michael, if you'd be so kind, please express your concern, yeah, and let's talk to the people.
Well, it's not a concern. It's just being real. My thing is, if Michigan goes 12-1, wins the Big Ten, I think it's likely that Michigan gets in the playoff. It's likely they get in. But I do not view it as Michigan controls their own destiny. They are guaranteed to go in if they're 12-1. They're not guaranteed to go if they're 12-1. If Georgia beats Alabama, Georgia will be in. Alabama will also be in. Clemson, Notre Dame. If Georgia beats Bama, Michigan's screwed. Now, the other situation I look at is if Oklahoma runs the table. If Oklahoma runs the table, beats West Virginia, then beats West Virginia or Texas, whoever, in the Big 12 title game, I think it could get very interesting there. I still would lean towards thinking Michigan would go over Oklahoma, but I think that would get really interesting, and I think you'd have to sweat it out a little bit. I don't pencil it in as a guarantee that if Michigan goes 12-1, they're in.
See, I'm at 95%. I think there's about a 5% window for the things you're talking about to take place. But let's ask the people. If you have to factor in beating OSU, factor in winning the Big Ten, and then factor in all of these other things Sully's talking about happening or not happening, what percent chance do you give Michigan of going to the playoff? I am right now, I feel convinced about them because I think Ohio State stinks, because I think the team that they will face out of the West stinks, And I do not have a high degree of confidence in these situations taking place that Sully's laying out. However, if we add this up, in order for Michigan to not go to the playoff, some permutation of the following need to happen. A Notre Dame loss. Or a Clemson loss. Or Georgia beating Bama.
That's the big one.
Okay.
That's the main one.
Factoring in all of these things, I think Michigan right now, as I sit here, factoring in what you need to do and then what you don't need to happen, right? 90% they are a playoff team. I am 90% sure they're getting in because I ain't betting on Georgia. I'm not going to bet on Notre Dame to lose, although I think the Syracuse game could be tricky. I don't think Clemson dumps the game. And again, Oklahoma straight up passing you by beating West Virginia twice. I got a hard time believing that will take place based on money. They want you in. Where are you at as a fan, confidence-wise, percent-wise? I am 90% sure Michigan's getting in.
I would probably be around 60 to 65%. 60%, I'll say.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't get to say 65%.
I'll say 60%. Because, look, again, I think if Michigan goes and takes care of their business and goes 12-1, again, it's likely they're going to be in. But when I look at it, yes, Georgia, that's the main point here. If Georgia beats Alabama, I believe Georgia's in, Michigan's not. That's my opinion. Now, if Oklahoma runs the table, beats Will Grier, West Virginia, and then beats Texas, let's say Texas wins out, and then Texas plays in the Big 12 title game, and then Oklahoma beats a 15th-ranked Texas team or something like that.
My head's going to explode.
I could see a one-loss Oklahoma team possibly getting in over Michigan. But again, Mike, this is all going to depend on style points too.
If Michigan beats Notre Dame
OSU
loses,
by 30,
or if Clemson loses, you're guaranteed
yes,
to go.
Yes, of course. Right.
Yeah, here's the other thing.
Notre Dame is there going to be missing Ian Book against what FSU this weekend?
Yeah, but Cuse is the one I care about. For me, again, I don't know any Michigan fan worried about the game in Columbus. I'm not saying it's going to be a steamroll special, but to me, Ohio State's broke. Urban's already planning the exit. They can't stop the run. Everything says you go down there and take care of business. But if you don't think they're going to beat Ohio State, well, then your chances of being a playoff team are 10%. But I think at 12-1, you're in. I know Sully's creating all these demons inside his head to keep this.
See, Mike, I'm being honest with people. And to be real with you guys right now, I've been wrong about stuff on this show. I've never been wrong about this stuff. Regarding the playoff. I'm going to pause it because I'm important. It's important to say. I have honestly never been wrong about the playoff. I got laughed at when I said that Michigan State would make it. They did. I got laughed at when I said Ohio State would make it. What'd they do? Ran up scores and made it. I look at this stuff. I study it. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. This isn't my opinion here. I'm telling you what's going to happen. This is something I'm just not wrong about. Never have been and never have been yet. So I'm very, very confident about this.
Tell the people the phone number then.
248-539-9797. It's simple. If people want to call and ask me questions about this stuff, I'll be happy to answer.
You understand how delicious it is that at the conclusion of you saying, you listen to me, I am not wrong about this stuff.
I have been wrong about plenty on this show, but playoff-related stuff over the years, I haven't been wrong about. And, Mike, I could play drops for you as well.
I don't know how they're going to compete against Penn State. Oh, MSU? For sure.
But playoff related. Mike, I nail this stuff. Nail it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so talk to me. Is Sully painting a negative Nancy picture, or is Sully on point here? I think Michigan's got about a 9 out of 10 shot of getting in. Too many ways to get in, too few ways to get popped out. But Sully believes there's a lot more on the plate here. 248-539-9797.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.